Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Ellen Wagram, who spent last season on the Showtime series Californication, and this season co-stars on NBC's new legal drama, Outlaw, with Jimmy Smits. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, mrmedia.com, brought to you today by audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before an audience of teenage girls who I hope have never seen an episode of Californication in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
This season, he's taking on the briefcase.
There have been 8 accidents, 4 fatal. He couldn't steer the damn car.
They were perfectly safe.
Isn't it true that she begged you to go public?
Objection. No foundation.
Overruled. He's up against the set of thugs.
An unarmed Hispanic man was shot by a white cop.
You like to feel like you did.
I'm a good man. You have been charged with murder.
I really do want to be an outlaw.
But the worst life without a little whiskey.
Are you handsome?
No. Behavior.
We can
talk about that later.
In dreams.
Holy crap, are you two finished?
That's a new Outlaw at its regular time, next Friday, 10, 9 Central, and a special encore this Friday on NBC.
Well, I do plan to talk with actress Ellen Wagram about her role in the new NBC legal drama, Outlaw, which airs Fridays at 10 p.m. and stars LLJS, you know, ladies love Jimmy Smits. But first, I'm going to have to know this. Will there ever be a sequel to Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior? All right, now that I got that out of my system, if you're wondering which one of David Duchovny's women Ellen played on Showtime's Californication, get your mind out of the gutter right now. He actually slept with the woman who played her mother on that series, M. Beth Davids. Ellen was best friends with Hank's daughter. Okay, we all clear on that? So don't be thinking. On Outlaw, Ellen is Marita Stockman, Smith's law clerk and a hopeless romantic. Ellen, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, pleasure to have you here. But, you know, seriously, Ellen, what's up with Wendy Wu?
I don't know about that sequel to Wendy Wu.
I know it. I'm assuming I'm the first person today who's asked you about Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
You are. You definitely are.
Well, it's that.
I mean, that gave me a good laugh this morning.
It's that demographic I live in here at the house. I've got a girl who's 14. Who adored that movie, and I actually watched it with her several times, and I thought, yeah, why didn't they ever make another one of those? Anyway.
Aw, thank you.
Sure. So how did you go from the insane storylines of Californication to the comparatively normal plots of Outlaw?
Oh, I don't know if they're that much more normal.
Really?
They're just extreme and different in a different way. I'm trying to think which one I would find to be a little more out there. I think they both are pretty out there in different ways. But yeah, Californication to Outlaw was quite a jump.
but
16 to an adult was quite a jump.
Well, that was the thing I wanted to ask you about. I mean, Californication, you play very young. And then suddenly it's like, oh, okay, now she's an adult. It's a year later, and now she's an adult, and she's a law clerk. And, you know, seeing your pictures now, I didn't look you up on IMDb or anything on Californication, now I see your pictures, and it's like, you were playing very young on that show.
Yeah, very young, yeah. Yep, I'm not afraid to say my real age. I'm 23, but I was 22 when I was playing 16, and yeah, now I'm playing, I don't know, 27. I guess she would have to be around 27. The 16 was a bit of a stretch, I think. I think I was on the cusp of being ready to play an adult.
And your character on Californication, I'm assuming, unlike your character on Outlaw, lot of cursing on that show.
A lot of cursing, yeah. They are completely different characters, my character on Californication and on Outlaw. She was just much more, she was a hard-edged, bad influence, teenage girl. And Marita is couldn't be further from that. She's just a bleeding heart, hopeless romantic, could never say a negative thing about anyone, and would never say a negative thing, and probably would take a lot to get her to say a curse word. So she's just a sweet, good-natured person. So they're definitely different.
And yeah. As Cyrus's law clerk on Outlaw, where do you fit into the storylines? Where what is your role?
I worked for Jimmy's character, Justice Garza, when he was a Supreme Court justice. As his law clerk, and then when he stepped down to sort of start his own law firm and legal team and represent the underdog, he asked me to come with him, and I do, and I work for him there as his law clerk as well. And I sort of bring a bit of a more liberal side to Jimmy's character. He's very conservative. The guy, Jesse Bradford, who plays Eddie, the other law clerk, tends to be a bit more conservative, and I am more of just want to do what's morally and ethically correct all the time and just want everyone to be okay, and I bring sort of a hopeless, bleeding heart aspect to it.
Hmm. Now, it just occurred to me that you're actually probably too young to remember Jimmy from L.A. Law, let alone maybe NYPD Blue, which you were probably too young to watch when that was on. So how do you know Jimmy coming into the show? What of his work would you have known?
Yeah, I hadn't seen either of those shows, and I didn't have TV growing up, so I probably wouldn't have seen them even if I don't know what the content was, but even if it was bad, I hadn't seen anything until I'd seen Kane. We did Kane a couple of years ago, but NYPD Blue and stuff. No TV, too young, and no idea.
Wow. Well, very honest of you to admit that.
But now I do.
Well, one last question, and we'll let you go. I got to ask you this. Is Cyrus Garza, Jimmy Smith's character, any relationship to Tampa Bay Rays baseball pitcher Matt Garza, or is it possible that that could be a future plot twist?
Ooh, that's a good question. I actually do not know the answer to that. I have no idea. I'm going to have to ask that when I get into work today.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any relationship.
All right. Well, folks, listen, you can see the very lovely Ellen Wagleman every Friday night at 10 p.m. on Outlaw this fall on NBC. It stars some guy named Smith. You may have heard of him, may not. Ellen, are you out there on Twitter, Facebook? Can your fans find you in those places?
I am on Facebook. I am not on Twitter. I still have yet to figure that out. I think I'm probably the only person who hasn't really figured that out. But I'm on Facebook.
Well, go talk to Carly Pope on your show. She knows her way around all that stuff. Ellen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Best of luck to you. Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, including Ellen's co-star Carly Pope on Outlaw, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. And, give us a couple of stars, write a little review. It would all be appreciated. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@MrMedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day and spending it with us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, y'all. This is Lauren Bowles. I play Holly, the new waitress at Merlot on HBO's True Blood, right? All right, here's the deal. I'd rather spend all night with them damn bloodsuckers than another minute listening to that Mr. Media radio. No thanks.